This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you have been out in the world of late, you've surely seen all those plastic dividers separating you from other people, or other people from you, I guess. Like those pictures of people wearing masks or those six-foot markers on the floor of a grocery store, those plexiglass barriers have become a clear symbol of this pandemic economy. And as such, they are a business opportunity as well. Michael Spurr is the co-owner of California Acrylic Design. It is a real small business here in L.A. doing those barriers and other stuff. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kai. Glad to be here.
So back in the before times, say like last February-ish, what kind of stuff were you making?
Well, we've always made a lot of furniture, art framing, you know, industrial covers to cover machines, display cases. Mm-hmm. And of course, we sell a lot of acrylic that's just cut to size.
And then the bottom falls out in March-ish, and what happens to your order book?
Well, we get the stay-at-home order. We didn't even know if we were allowed to be open after that. So, you know, we cut our production to 3 days a week. But, wow, within 10 days, the barrage of emails, the phones ringing. People needed those screens for counters and desks.
Yeah, I imagine there was some desperation.
There was. Of course, they were always in a hurry. And we have four employees, you know, up to five at the most, and we were just cranking it out as fast as we could.
Mm-hmm. Do I have it right that you got a contract from the TSA out at LAX? I mean, that's not a small customer.
No, it's not. It makes you wonder how they found us. But the agents sit behind these podiums, and they needed to be covered at the front and two sides of the podium. And we ended up making something along the order of, 140 of those things, plus covering their break room tables. So that was one of the biggest sales we've ever had, I'd say.
It's kind of funny that this giant government bureaucracy found little old y'all, you know?
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job of staying on top of the internet in terms of it being an easy find.
Yeah, well, look, that's smart. That's smart. As you sort of got going, did you have a decent supply chain? Were you able to get the stuff you needed to make what your customers wanted?
There was a shortage, and it reared its head by the end of April. Yeah. You would just be hearing from your distributors that there's a wait on that. And, of course, the first thing to get knocked out is the oversized sheets, 6-foot by 8-foot sheets.
Yeah, of course. And how long did it last where people were in this panic mode? I mean, you walk into any place now, and they've all got those sneeze guards, right? So has demand fallen off?
Well, it was sky high through perhaps September.
Yeah.
Then it did slow down for, all the way through February. We're starting to see that demand go up again, like dramatically, just in the last 2 weeks, as California is gearing up for full reopening.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if you had this conversation with me 3 weeks ago, I would have said, I don't know if business is ever coming back.
Wow. That's a little terrifying.
It is. We didn't bother with the PPP loan the first time because we were so busy. And I guess we figured, well, that's for bowling alleys and restaurants and places that have really taken a hit. But we had to go for it the second time immediately.
Yeah.
It was big slowdown, a slowdown like we hadn't seen for so many consecutive months.
Michael Spurr, he is one of the co-owners of a company right here in Los Angeles getting by making plastic screens in this pandemic. It's called California Acrylic Design. Mike, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Kai.